World Series is even. The New York Yankees and Florida Marlins have each won a game. Last night, the Yankees easily overpowered the Marlins 6-1. Five of those runs came from two homers that gave New York everything it needed before the game was half over. NPR's Margo Adler reports.
The New York Yankees woke up last night in the second game of the World Series, both the players and the fans. By the end of the first inning, the Yankees were ahead 3-0 on a three-run homer by Hideki Matsui, and fans were once again screaming their heads off, no longer subdued. In the second inning, the Yankees added a fourth run. And in the fourth, Alfonso Soriano, who has been in a slump and who has 20 postseason strikeouts, hit a two-run homer. The game was essentially over. After a shaky first inning, Andy Pettitte pitched brilliantly and on only 3 days' rest. He pitched until the middle of the ninth inning. The only Marlin run came on an error by Yankee third baseman Aaron Boone. But for that, Andy Pettitte might well have pitched a shutout. The Florida Marlins starter, Mark Redman, was less spectacular. As the Marlins manager, Jack McKean, put it succinctly.
You know, we talked about it all along. Pitching is going to win. And their pitching was better than our pitching tonight.
And when asked about the home run by Hideki Matsui, McKean brought that back to pitching, too.
He's a pretty good player, but if you get to count 3-0 and lay a fastball down the middle, I think you could be a pretty good hitter, too.
Ever since Matsui came over to the Yankees, more than a score of Japanese reporters cover every Yankee game. When asked to comment on Matsui's power and postseason success, Yankee manager Joe Torre said that when he first saw him play, he was worried that Matsui was only a home run hitter.
I was a little concerned because it's tough to, you know, to change, you know, not only leagues but countries and expect to be this big power hitter. I saw him in spring training. And I saw a different person. He was more of a line drive type hitter, and I like that a whole lot better. He just has a very solid swing, plus the fact he knows how to hit. And what I mean by that, he knows how to hit in situations. And to me, that's more important than a lot of ability maybe somebody else might have.
Joe Torre also said that he watched Andy Pettitte, the Yankee pitcher, grow through the years.
I watched him pitch game one of the World Series in 96 and get blown out of the tub. He got beat up pretty badly, and he learned on his own. He deals with the stress and the pressure very well. He's been huge for us.
It may not have been the most exciting of World Series games, but fans leaving the stadium were in a partying mood. As they stood on the subway platform passing around a couple beers, they even joked politely with a group of tourists who had come to root for the Marlins.
It's incredible. I had a blast. My first World Series game. I never went to a World Series game before.
It's my third.
And I see you're wearing a Matsui shirt, which is quite appropriate for tonight.
Yeah, Matsui's a great play. He doesn't always shine, but he comes through when we need him. There's like three Marlins fans here. You know, we feel bad, so we let him win one here.
It's easy to be magnanimous in victory. The crowded subway car almost turned into a party. Game 3 of the World Series is set for Tuesday night in Florida. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.